Oh my goodness, I'm heading to Discovery 2010 in Cork City Hall, and I've just driven past it and there's a massive queue outside. This is awful. Science and engineering, maths and all that stuff is all much too popular in Cork, it looks like to me. This is the public being let into this exhibition, this active exhibition where there'll be things to do. It won't be a static place, but there's so many people queuing outside, we're going to have to stand around for ages to get in. This is terrible. Why couldn't all this science stuff be really unpopular and it be really just for a minority interest? It looks to me like as if the queue is actually stretching all the way round Cork City Hall. So we're right around the side and we're going to join in, and it's going to be really boring for about the next half hour while we queue to go. We'll be back to you later. We have just met Marcella Whelan. Marcella V on Twitter. And she's been working away here and working the queue, really, trying to deal with the fact that it's so long. Here we are looking at Galileo. Yeah. Huygens. Cassini, whoever he was. And William Henry Pickering. This is all about Saturn. I see Titan. I see all sorts of things I can't pronounce. The sixth planet of the solar system. And with an equatorial diameter of 120,537 kilometers, the second largest. Anyway, it's all very interesting. Grace, what do you think of this thing? Got anything you want to say about last year and the goo? No, we got complete silence here. Okay, talk to you later. Outside this very powerful building, the Cork City Hall, we got an installation. We've got DNA structures. I can't tell you what they are, except they're red, black, blue, white, all joined together with sticks. Yes, oh yeah, yeah, this is Jupiter.
No, it's not Jupiter.
Well, it's meant to be Jupiter.
It doesn't look like Jupiter.
So how do you know what Jupiter looks like? Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
Yeah? Was it smelly?
Very smelly.
Very smelly, was it?
I could hardly breathe.
You could hardly breathe. Do you think you'd have lived long on Jupiter?
Yeah, because I'm here.
Ah, yeah. There we are. That's Jupiter for you. Okay, Red FM are here. Red FM are outside. And my God, this place is really crowded. Listen to the sound. I see Cork Chamber. I see Engineers Ireland. I see Science Snaps. I see lots and lots of little things for kids to play with. And I don't know. Grace, you're in charge. We go wherever you want to go.
Dad, can we get goo first?
Goo? Well, we have to go looking first. Right. Cork Science Chambers Award for schools. Here we have the Elementary Pharma Biotic Centre. This might be something messy. We'll have a look. Okay, I'm being pulled along. I'm looking at a microbe magic competition. This is asking me, what is the virus that causes AIDS? It starts with a H. Second one is the antibiotic to treat bacterial infections, beginning with a P. Third one is bacteria causing food poisoning, beginning with an S. Oh, I know that one. That's Salmonella, isn't it, Grace? I don't know how to spell it, but here it is. A tropical disease that Cheryl Cole had. Oh, right. What on earth did Cheryl Cole have? She had a footballer, I think. And then a hospital superbug, beginning with M. That's MRSA. I know that. I better help my daughter and put her in for the competition. We're looking for the goo. We've got a ruler free back there. We're looking now for the goo. I see the Sustainable Energy Association of Ireland. I see Lifetime Lab. I see Blackrock Castle Observatory. Huge stand here, massive stand from them. We are still looking for the goo. So here we are. I think the goo is over here, Grace. This is the Tyndall National Institute. This is the place where you get goo. We're at Slime Station. the Science of Materials, the Tyndall Institute, something to do with UCC. And there's a guy here in a white coat mixing up some fiercely strong violet colour, probably crimson or something, in a food and in a little plastic cup. And the girl has got plastic gloves on, see-through gloves. And they're mixing it up. And there's a boy here stirring some horrible green colour, green slime. So we're queuing up for this. I don't know what's making the smell, but there's something smelly here as well. Then I got something else over here. I see something from Tyndall also saying, from sand to PlayStation, the story of the microchip. That's another thing they're doing. Meanwhile, the queue goes on here. And there are lots of kids that don't come further up than my hip here, you know. It's a place is full of children. There are people carrying them. There are people looking after them. There are people all over the place. So it's full of people here, very crowded. All right, I'm standing here, right. You have to put on special glasses here, special glasses. You have to put on special glasses to protect your eyes. What do you think, Grace? What do you think? You've got to put on a pair of special gloves. So right in front of me, this is all going on. There are these little bottles here that are presumably full of extremely intense color. I see red splashes on white tablecloths. All right. Oh, more gloves. This is PVA glue. Is that what it is, Grace? PVA glue? Yeah? What do you think of it?
So, what color did you want?
It looks like white milk to me, or cream.
Red, green, blue, and yellow.
Now we've got orange food dye. Orange food dye being mixed in to color it. Red, yellow, green, or orange. My daughter is picking red. If you could see it, it's red, it's gone in on top of the white, and it's turning it into a very rich orange color. Oh, it's mixed. She's turning it with a wooden spoon now. Grace, what do you think? What do you think? Say something. Do you like it? Would you eat it?
It looks like blood.
Okay, next I'm going to add this stuff. Okay, it's called Borax.
Hold on.
Detergent.
Oh, Borax. Cleaning detergent is about to be added next. This is real science.
It'll make it all slimy. So all the strings of the glue will be stuck together with this Borax. So when I add this, I want you to stir it.
This is not Borat. This is Borax. And there's a girl here who's having some Borax added in with her yellow stuff.
So when I add this...
Now,
up for you, so
there's another little mixture going on here.
You want all the color to be in there.
You have to stir it really hard. You have to stir it really hard, Grace. Keep going. Keep stirring. It's going to make it into slime, I think. What do you think?
That's good.
Yeah, the boy has a blue one, the girl has a red one, and the other girl has a yellow one. The older it gets, it'll be more like putty. Grace, do you want me to stir a bit for you? Keep stirring. What's it like? I think it's just a real horrible, messy gunge. Yuck. Where are we going to put that, Grace?
In a bag.
Now the man in the white coat is taking it out on the stick, and he's putting it in a plastic bag, and he's giving it a good shake, and he's putting a knot in the plastic bag.
You can take it and play with it in a while if you want. It should be kind of bouncy now. You can try. No. Give it a little more time, it'll be bouncier.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. It's now being thrown on the ground really hard, and it has a little bounce. All right, we'll go and look at something else, shall we?
Yeah, Bubble Walk.